Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. Had to get me a sip of water there. I've been talking a lot this past week. Imagine that. And so, anyway, I want to welcome you to Church of His Glory this morning. Those of you who come on a regular basis, and then those who are guest today. And we just want to welcome you, Pastor Kenneth and I, and we're so glad that you're with us this morning, joining us this morning. I have a word from the Lord to encourage you today and in your journey, and but I'm going to give time for a few more people to come on. We've got some folks missing, but I'm not going to give too much time. But praise the Lord. Listen, if y'all know of anyone, and if those of you who are on Facebook who come to Church of His Glory, if you can post on your page too about the service, that will be wonderful. Because we never know who's going to come and who's not going to come to the building. And so we want to make sure that everyone knows, and I know a lot of people come, or a lot of people come drop in and visit, and we have no way of knowing who all that might be, but we don't want anyone showing up at the building that is not, is not aware of the time or aware of if we're meeting or not in the building. So maybe if y'all can start posting on your page, as long as we're having live streaming our services. Of course, we don't know how long that will be, but hopefully it's only going to be just a few more times. So praise the Lord. God is good. We miss y'all again. This has been a couple of weeks now that we haven't met in the building. And so we miss y'all and look forward to getting back together again, and we want to let you know that Pastor Kenneth is recovering from his surgery. It's been a week and a half now since his surgery, and he's doing well. Please keep praying for him. There's moments of when he has pain, more pain than what he wants to deal with, but it is part of the process. And but thank you for your prayers, and just continue to pray for him, and we'll all be back together soon. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. And so, I can't help but think about how awesome God is. And, when we go through times of uncertainty, we can always be certain that God has always made a way for us. And so I'm just going to talk a little bit about that here in just a few minutes. And then I'm going to go right into the words that the Lord's given me. And then I'll have a little bit of time at the end of the service this morning to pray for anyone that has a prayer request. And so I just want to brag on Daddy for a little bit. He is so awesome. Some of you know, some of you don't know. I was in Branson, Missouri this past week, and what a glorious time I had. But to get there, to get there was not glorious or coming home. And so, so when I left, I actually drove up there, and you know, it was nice. Of course, the scenery some of the time, it was nice, and seeing you know, going different areas, it really was nice. But the sad thing is that I had put the address in of the hotel that I was staying at. I had put that in and put it into a thing. Maybe some of y'all heard. I mean, I know there's all different kinds of maps that you can use, but I put it in a app called Waze, W-A-Z-E. And this little app, Waze, took me way out of the way. And so I was not real happy at all, because every time I looked down at my phone, you know, to where it was saying to go, it kept on adding time. And so, you know, like a few hours had gone by, and I was like, well, man, that still says, you know, X number of hours. And it's like, how can it be like that? Because I've already driven 3 hours, and it's still telling me I've got 6 hours left. So pretty much what was a 6.5 hour to 6 hour and 40, 50 minute drive ended up and took me 10 hours. And yeah, all you can do is just laugh about it. Of course, I was in tears at different times, because it just, you know, driving into a state that you've never been into, and Waze taking you all over the world just to get somewhere, and getting there and not knowing anybody. But, you know, I was thinking, wow, this is crazy. So when I got there, you know, I really didn't even want to go to the meeting, because it was so late to begin with. And, you know, that was a problem too. I was exhausted, because I had been in, you know, I had been in the car all day. But I pressed in. I told my husband and a couple other people, my daughter, I think I told my son, I'm not sure, but, you know, I pressed in like the woman with the issue of blood, and went on ahead and went to the meeting that night, which I was really glad that I did, and actually got there for about the last hour of it. But as I was driving, and, you know, and this is what I love about God, how he just, like, uses everything. You know, there's nothing that is wasted in our life, because he uses everything. And if we can yield our heart to him and our spirit, he will speak to us through any and everything. And I'm so grateful for that. But I got to this one area. It had me to turn off the highway, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go through a couple little towns, because that happened periodically. You would go through areas where it'd go through towns, and, you know, the speed limit, you'd have to slow down, and then it would take you right back on the freeway again. And so I thought this was going to happen, but this did not happen. And I start driving up these mountains, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And you're driving through, and it's just a narrow, you know, it's really narrow. And trees in different areas, the trees were really shaded the road. And so I finally get to a place, and I'm looking down, and it's like, oh my goodness, I don't have enough gas. And I'm thinking, okay, if I'm driving through the mountains, what am I going to do? Is there going to be a place to stop and get gas? It's just, you know, just uncertainties. You don't know anything. So I was really having to trust the Lord. And sure enough, I pulled up to a place, and it was a little store, and you know, in a wooded area, a little store. It was all woods. It was just all mountains and all woods, and there was one gas pump, and the gas pump didn't even it didn't even look like the gas pumps here, you know, where I live. And there was no place to do your credit card or anything. It was like real old timey. And so I'm sitting there, or I'm standing there, and I'm trying to figure out just how to, what I'm supposed to do. And so, so anyway, gone. And, you know, the people in the store, they're like, oh, yeah, it's a beautiful drive. And, you know, you'll just enjoy it and you'll get through here. And so I'm like, okay, well, y'all, for me, it's, yes, it was pretty, but it was not a beautiful drive for me, because in this area in the mountains, it was so steep in places. And, you know, and then you would come up on this sign that would say warning. It would say steep 1,000 feet, and there's no there's no barricades, there's no nothing on the curves. And some of the curves, in fact, there was one like a horseshoe. You were going around a curve that was literally like a horseshoe. It made me think about movies, you know, different movies that I've seen at times. And so I'm, you know, and it's just really narrow. And so when you're looking, it's like I couldn't even, when I looked to the side, I mean, it literally about took my breath away, because you saw the top of these trees that were, you know, really, really tall, but you couldn't see any ground. And it just freaked me out. And I thought about the scripture later. I thought about the scripture that said, do not look to the right or left, straight ahead, you know. And a lot of times we look to the right and we look to the left instead of looking to Him. And so it was just very intense, and it was like that the whole way through. And it was only 14 miles, but those 14 miles, I don't know how long it took me, because you couldn't drive over 10 to 15 miles per hour, and or whatever the saying is. I mean, you could not go. I maybe a few times got up to 20 miles per hour, and, you know, and so it was really scary. And so in this one place, or actually a few places, it had where you could pull over and take a picture. And I thought, man, who wants to get out of their car and take a picture of this? And so as I'm driving along, I told the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, this is this mountaintop is not a mountaintop that I want to get out on and dance. And, you know, and I started thinking about how we all want to get to the mountaintop. And, you know, because on the mountaintop we can dance, and you know, we don't like the valley. Well, at that moment I was wishing that I was in the valley on flat land, you know, because it was just up and down and around and twisted. I mean, so twisted in areas. And, you know, you just like were creeping along. And but later on, when I thought about, you know, we want to go from glory to glory and we want to go from faith to faith. But a lot of times when we get on the mountaintop and we start branching out and stepping out into this whole new area in our life, and there are things that we are having to go through that we've never gone through before, we're not real sure if we want to celebrate that moment on the mountaintop. And so, you know, there were different elevations that you went through, and my ears would pop. And so again, that 14 miles, it's kind of like when the guy said, oh, it's a beautiful drive, you're just going to really enjoy it. I thought about, you know, Paul, when he said, I rejoice in my tribulations. You know, that sounds a little off right there, but and, you know, we need to get to that place, yes, where we rejoice in our tribulations. But when we understand that as we're going from glory to glory and faith to faith, that, you know, we're going to get on the mountaintop, and all of a sudden when you're looking and you're seeing where you've gotten to, it's, you know you didn't get there by yourself. You know, you totally got there by the grace of God and by the hand of God, by the Spirit of God. And, you know, and you're looking around and it's like, you know, this height is a little higher than what I want it to be. And so I hope, you know, as I pressed in, it was just a wonderful time. I mean, the time of ministry that I had, I was so honored and blessed to be able to share, and the glory of God was released. And one lady, this was before I got up to minister, though, and we were just, people stood up and other people around went and laid hands on people that needed a healing. Well, I walked up to this one lady, actually she was just right behind me, and the Lord told me exactly where to lay my hands on her stomach. Well, all of a sudden, as I just released healing into her body, she started saying, "My bladder just got healed. I feel the power of God. My bladder just got healed." And so that was such a blessing. And then the power of God, when I got up to minister, when the glory of God fell, it was so strong. You know, several people fell, and a few people fell like to the floor. A lot of people fell back in there on the bench. The pews were, you know, padded. And so I just went, walked along and prayed, you know, for people, especially after one pastor that I prayed for that was actually standing outside of the end of the pew, and he just fell straight back, you know, the power of God. And, I mean, his head literally bounced off of the floor, but he was perfectly fine. And someone else, a woman, her head hit, the pews were padded, but at the top of the pews it was wooden, and her head just bounced off of it, and I thought, oh, my goodness. She was perfectly fine, too. There was nothing wrong. And I thought about how this has happened other times before when I've been been out and ministered somewhere, people have fallen, and I've watched their bodies, their heads just bounce. And I thought about how when the glory of God shows up, people don't get hurt. And, you know, when the power of God's there and his glory's manifested. And so I was really grateful. But one thing that really touched my heart is people, pastors, because this was a convention that pastors and leaders of ministries and pastors of churches were there. And so it was with the fellowship that I've been ordained with since 1994. And so several pastors came up to me, and some of the pastors' wives came up to me, you know, after the service and after the next service that we had. And, you know, let me know that something that they had encountered and something that they had experienced, they just didn't know. And when they told people, you know, other people literally told them that they were crazy, you know, don't share that, don't speak that. And then they were just had tears in their eyes, and some, you know, were crying, and they were so grateful because they'd never heard anyone share what they had experienced. Because, you know, what they themselves, the people they came to, because of what they heard the speaker share, because it was what they had experienced. So the Lord brought clarity to leaders who are now going to be open, so much more open and yielded to what the Lord wants to do in their lives, because they know that what they encountered was the Lord. And so I just give God all the glory and honor and praise, and thank you for those who prayed. And I'm just so grateful for what the Lord did. It was so precious. And of course, myself, I was just blessed and honored to be a part of the camp meeting. They call it camp meeting, and to just be there and to encounter the presence of God like what I was able to. And so it was very, refreshing for me. And I met some new friends and new brothers and sisters in the Lord. And God opened up the door for invitations to go and minister at other, you know, places. And so I'm just grateful for what the Lord is doing. But I did want to just, you know, focus on that a lot of times as we're going up the mountain, it may seem a little scary. Not scared, but just, you know, because you don't know where you're going. But when you're keeping your eyes on him and you're not looking to the right or left, but you're staying focused on him, then you know you're going to get to where you need to get to. Because Jesus is what? He's the author and finisher of your faith.
and he's going to get you to that place that he has called you to. And it may seem really difficult at times because you can't see, because you can't really see clearly and you don't know. But if you'll keep your eyes on him, he will get you there, and you will get to the place where you are supposed to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this kind of, I'm just going to kind of go on with this in this little bit that the Lord has given to me and to share with you this morning. But I want to encourage you that whatever God has called you to do and wherever he is taking you to, he will get you there, and you will do by the power of his Spirit what he has called you to do. But you know that we have to continually on this journey, continually keep on becoming who we were born to be. And we keep on going through those stages of, you know, of growing and changing. And, you know, God is moving. He's moving all across the land of this nation. And I've said this before, I've said it several times here recently, that, you know, we have seen things that in our generation that we have never seen before. But you know what? Just as we have seen things in the natural, guess what? We are going to see things in the spirit realm. You're going to see things that you've never seen in your life. And you know, the Lord started speaking that to me 2 years ago, a year ago this past Christmas. So, well, I guess a little over a year. So, two Christmases ago, that we're going to see things that we've never seen. We're going to hear things that we've never heard. And you really have to be open, especially the older you get. Because the older you get in the natural, you get set in your ways and you think you've seen everything, you think you've heard everything, and you don't allow yourself the opportunity to grow by learning more. So many times we tend to focus on what we know, and we don't stretch ourselves and press in to learn new things. Because there's always going to be something that we can learn of him as we're growing and walking along this journey. And so we have to be willing to grow. You keep on growing. And so, you know, if you just keep focusing on the things that you know and that you've learned, then you're going to kind of get stuck in a place. And so, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God has enabled us and made us to where we can keep on learning and keep on growing. And, you know, when I think about how, you know, he's looking for vessels of honor. He's not looking for perfect vessels, but he wants us to demonstrate his word. He wants us to walk in the power of his Holy Spirit. And every time I think about what Paul said in Corinthians, when I think about what he said about, you know, that he doesn't come to man. He said, I don't come to you with enticing words, but I come to you power of the Holy Ghost, demonstrating the word of God. And the reason why, he said, is so that your faith will be in God, so that your faith is not in man, so that you don't look to man. But when you're demonstrating God's word, the power of his word, then people's faith begins to grow in God, knowing that God is a supernatural God. And just to think that our Heavenly Father, that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on an old rugged cross for me, I just get, you know, so that I can live as a New Testament believer. Because the book of Acts is still being written, I'm just in awe. But I have to keep getting out of the way. And you have to keep getting out of the way. We have to stay out of our mind and keep growing and living. And yes, God gave us a sound mind, but that sound mind is spirit. You have to understand that that sound mind doesn't mean that it's your mind, your thoughts, you know, that is sound, but it's the soundness comes from the Word of God. And then you have that peace, so you can live in that peace and walk in the peace. And when I think about that, Jesus came and he paid that price for me, and I have access, you have access to the same power that raised Christ from the dead. So you and I have to willingly make that choice that we're going to live and execute and manifest that same power that raised Christ from the dead. And we're going to do whatever it takes. And you have to be tenacious about, you know, I was around such hungry leaders this past week, and man, it just did something on the inside of it. Made me want to get up and do more than what I've done, because the days are short. Jesus is coming. Yes, he is. Jesus is coming, and there are so many people that need the Lord. There's so many people that are hungry for the supernatural. It's and for the move of the Holy Spirit. I was around leaders that see the power of God moving, the gifts, the glory of God showing up, and they were so hungry. And it just did something on the inside of me. You know, I feel so blessed to be who God has made me to be and doing what he has called me to do, because it's giving other people hope. And it's giving them hope that, yes, we can demonstrate, you know, the Word of God. But I want to go into the Word of God this morning, and I want us to open up and hopefully have your word. I want you to open up to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God for the Word of God that is our very life and spirit. We have no excuse in the little thing that I wrote for the program today, or for the service. I put, there's no excuse to not be living an abundant life. There's no excuse for us not to be living an abundant life. But I want us to listen, and I want us to take in, because this is so powerful, in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And I'm going to read, to you out of the Amplified. And then, let's see. Yeah, I'm going to read to you out of the Amplified. And a lot of it is pretty close to the King James Version, which a lot of people use. But I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, "Now this is the instruction, the laws, and the precepts which the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land to which you go to possess it. Do you know that in this season there is land that God has for you to possess? He said to subdue and to multiply and to replenish in Genesis. So, but he's saying that you might do them in the land which you go to possess. He says that you may reverently fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son." So, you know, the song that's just come out that Carrie Job and her husband did about the blessings of the Lord for your family and your children and your children's children. Well, this word is saying that you may reverently fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, and keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. And so that's in several different places about keeping the Lord's commandments so that we might live long life. I mean, it's in Proverbs. It's just all throughout the Word of God. The Word of God is our very life and spirit. Jesus said in the Word of God, my words in John chapter 6, my words are life and spirit. So they're our very life and spirit. Verse 3 says, it says, "Hear therefore, O Israel." Now remember, who is Israel? The one that prevails with God. So we are prevailing with God. "Hear therefore, O Israel, and be watchful to do them. that it may be well with you and that you may increase exceedingly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. So he wants you to observe it, that it can be well with you, that you may increase mightily. We're in a time of, yes, gross darkness is covering the earth, even the peoples. It was prophesied, that's what was said. But it is the time for you and I to increase mightily. Why? Because we're fearing the Lord. We have a reverential fear and awe for the Lord, and we're keeping his commandments. Because in the book of John, the word of God says that you know the truth and the truth makes you free. You shall know the truth. But he said, if you continue in my word, then you shall be my disciples, and the truth that you know will make you free. So as we continue in the word, his truth, it keeps us free. It makes us free. I know there's times that we fall short of God's glory and we get into that place to where we fall short and we have to overcome again. But that's not how we have to live our life, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He wants us to triumphantly overcome. He wants us to master the thing that we keep falling short in, whether it's lust or fear or unbelief or doubt or, you know, whatever it is that we fall short in that we know is an area of sin in our life. He wants us to live the abundant life. He wants us to master it and to overcome it. Okay? He says that we're going to increase exceedingly or mightily as the God of our fathers has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. And then he says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Verse 5, and you shall what? Love the Lord your God with all your mind and your heart, your entire being, and with all of your soul. Hallelujah. With all of your might, everything that is in you, love the Lord. And he said, and these words which I'm commanding you this day shall be first in your minds, in your own minds, and in your hearts. I love that. Shall be first. He says, you shall whet and sharpen them so as to make them penetrate and teach and impress them diligently upon the minds and hearts of your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. So what is he saying? This word diligently to your children, and you shall talk about them when you're sitting in your house, when you're walking, when you're laying down, when you rise up. Talk about the word of God. Talk about the things that the Lord has told you to do. And, you know, maybe you don't have children. You're saying, well, I don't have any children. Well, talk about it to each other. Because every time in the book of Malachi in chapter 4, the word of God says that every time that we're talking about the word of God and we're talking about what God has done, angels are recording it and they're writing this down. And so, you know, we want to keep speaking what God has said. And it says, and you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets of forehead bands between your eyes. And, you know, when I read that, I just thought that was really interesting about that, because the word of God talks about, it says you shall write them or you shall bind them as a sign upon your hands. It's when you study that out in the Hebrew, it that word diligently, when it talks about being diligent, and it says that it means to pierce. And I think about in our hands and how Jesus' hands, they were pierced, you know, for us. And then we know that as we keep talking about it and as we keep repeating it to our children and we're talking about it and to each other, You know, children learn through repetition, but so do we. We learn by doing something over and over again. That's why you have to keep continuing in the Word of God. You have to keep abiding in the Word of God. And it says, and you shall write them upon your doorpost, at your house, and on your gates. And then in verse 10 it says, and when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, with great and goodly cities which you did not build. There's some things that you're fixing to inherit that you did not build. It says, and houses full of what? Of all good things which you did not fill, and cisterns hewn out of which you did not hew, and vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, and when you eat and are full. And so, again, we're entering into a time of, I know the enemy wants us to think it's just the same, because the enemy wants to shut us down, but no, we're darkness. It's becoming grosser and grosser. Guess what? The glory of God is going to become greater and greater. As the glory of God fills the earth, as the glory of God moves in our lives and through in our families and in our homes, we're going to see miracles. We're going to see just the opposite of what is happening manifest in our families and in our homes. Somebody ought to just say amen. I know we're not together in the natural, but we are in the spirit. Somebody ought to be running around their living room right now and saying, there's a mighty increase. I'm going to increase exceedingly in this hour. The enemy wants you to think that things are going to get tougher and tougher. And in the natural, they very well may do that and very well may have that. But you and I are not of this world. We are only passing through it. We are of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But look at verse 12. It says, then beware. It says, beware, lest you forget the Lord, which what brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall reverently fear the Lord your God and serve him by his name and in his presence. You shall not go after other gods, any of the gods of the peoples who are round about you. I don't care what your friends are doing. It's not in alignment with the word of God and the will of God. You better not be a part of it. Don't go after what they're going after. Because it says in verse 15, for the Lord your God in the midst of you is a jealous God. Lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you and he destroy you from the face of the earth. You shall not tempt and try the Lord your God as you tempted and tried him in Massah. And of course, we know that when Satan tempted Jesus for 40 days and he demanded that he jump from the high wall, from the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem, and Jesus quoted this passage right here to Satan, and he rebuked him and he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. That's in Matthew in chapter 4. And then he goes on. And he says in verse 17, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his exhortation and his statutes, which he commands you. There's that word again, diligently. Think of that word. Forget it. Repeat it, though. Repeat it. Reiterate. It's iterate. It's not iterate. It's iterate. I-T-E-R-A-T-E. Okay, so just repeat it. And so repeat that word of God. As you continue in his word, then you are his disciples. And the truth that you know, it will keep you free. It will make you free. Why? Because you're continuing in it. And so the anointing is residing on the inside of you. And it's destroying those yokes of bondage in your life. Hallelujah. And then he says, and you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may go well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to cast out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has promised. God said that he would go before you. His presence would go before you. and all of the Hittites, the Jebusites, the, I can't even name all of them, but it's not even that today. It's whatever it is that is your enemy. You're going to go in and you're going to possess the land, but you're going to do what is right. We're going to do what is good in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God's speaking to someone right now. And you're going to make that change. You're going to do that differently. You're going to step out of the boat of comfort and step onto the water of uncertainties, but step out onto the water that is uncertain to you, because you don't understand how God can hold you up in a place and keep you in a place that you would sink. Because some of you, maybe you felt like you have been sinking, but I'm telling you today that if you will obey this word, you're going to see a turnaround. Amen. Things are going to turn around on your behalf. And then it says in verse 20, when your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and statutes and precepts which the Lord your God has commanded you, then you shall tell your son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Woo, glory to God. Amen. We were. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and evil, against Egypt, against Pharaoh, and all his household before our eyes. He showed these signs and wonders and right before the enemy. And he brought us out from there, and that he might bring us into, give us the land which he swore to give our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to reverently fear the Lord our God, excuse me, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be, Amplified says, and it will be accounted as righteousness, which is conformity to God's will in word, thought, and action. Somebody should write that down. I need to conform to God's will in word, thought, and action. For us, if we are watchful to do all this commandment before the Lord our God as he has commanded, hallelujah, we've got to be accountable. We've got to be accountable to the word of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Accountable to the word of God. Now, excuse me, I love this, what the word says. Let's go back up real quick, and then I'm going to take prayer requests. And going ahead right now is a good time to follow the prompts on your phone if you would like me to pray for you and come into agreement. Go on ahead and follow the prompts on your phone. One, when he said, thou shalt say to that son, when we were Pharaoh's bondmen and the Lord brought us out. And then you go into verse 23 and it says, and he brought us out. Can I just encourage you today and tell you that this is your moment, this is your hour, that God is going to bring you out. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to thank the Lord right now. He's going to bring you out with a mighty hand. He's going to bring you out of that very thing or things which the enemy has wanted to oppress you, depress you, discourage you, frustrate you. God, your Father, is going to bring you out. Maybe you've been under the reproach of the enemy. I declare to you today and decree over your life that you are getting free by the power of the Holy Spirit. When I pray for you in just a minute, you're going to get free. Amen, because it is your time. God is going to deliver you. He said in verse 18, thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. that it might be well with thee, that you may go in and possess the good land. So you got to keep doing what is right. Sometimes it's not what you've done that is wrong. It's just you got to keep doing the right thing. It's just like you learn to brush your teeth. Well, you didn't just stop brushing your teeth. If you did, then you probably got a mouth full of dentures. You probably got dentures in your mouth because your teeth would rot out. Okay, you got to keep on doing what is right and good in the sight of the Lord. So it will be well with you. And people will be like, man, how you're going through, how can you be so good in the midst of, why does it seem like it's so well with you? I love that old song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Look that up, Google it, and see the story about that, and I won't go into that. But, man, it doesn't matter what has had you plagued, what has had you under instead of on top, above. It doesn't matter what it is. If you will do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, it is going to be well with you. And you're going to go in and you're going to possess the land that God has for you right now, because that's what his word says. You're going to go and possess the land that was swore unto your fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. And when your son comes, when your family comes and says, what do these testimonies mean, these statutes and these judgments that the Lord commanded you? And then you'll get to say, we were bound up in debt. We were bound up in fear. We were bound up in sexual perversion, bound up with, but God brought us out with his mighty hand. And he showed your mama and your daddy. He showed your aunt and your uncle. He showed your grandparents. He showed us wonders and signs, and they were great. And our enemy, he beheld all that God did for us, because he bought us out and he brought us in to the land that he gave to us, where we started increasing mightily. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he says, and then you tell me, the Lord commanded us to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that we would be preserved as alive. And it is our righteousness that others are seeing. And because of the righteousness that we are walking in, hallelujah, there's a peace that I just can't explain to you, but oh, hallelujah, it's a peace that passes all understanding. It's a peace that I don't even know how I can have this peace because of what I've been through and what I've gone through. It's all understanding. And I have this joy that I don't have to have anything said to me that's funny, because joy just begins to rise up in me. Joy just begins to bubble up on the inside of me. And then I have strength for the next part of my journey. I have strength to go through what I'm going through. And I know I'm going to get through it because I'm doing what is right and good in the sight of the Lord. And he said that it would be well with me. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody ought to be running around and shouting and hollering and jumping up and down. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, as the Israelites, as they entered into the promised land, they eventually seized property and cities from different tribes, and homes that were already built, and vineyards and olive groves that had been planted, and animals that were already on the farm. And as believers today, when we receive Christ, guess what? We inherit, listen to this, we inherit the city of God, which is what? New Jerusalem. And so we inherit the tree of life, the river of life, and all the blessings of heaven. Why don't you read Revelations 21 and 22 this week and see what we inherit? Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I hope and pray that you have been encouraged this morning, that you have been shaken, that you have received wisdom, that you have received insight, that you have received revelation from the Lord. I pray that you are encouraged to continue in your journey. Don't you let all of the news of today get you off track and get you focused on what you don't need to be focused on, that's only bringing life to you. You adhere to this word. Read this word again, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Listen to this message again. Post this message. You can go to my page. I'll put it to where you can go to my page and you can share this word today, because people need to hear this word, but you need it and I need it. We need to know that our God is for us. Doesn't matter who is against us. He is for us. Hallelujah. See the victory. We're going to keep seeing the victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'm going to pray for a couple of people here in just a minute. I see you on here. And I just want to go on ahead and I'm going to pray for everybody corporately right now. And then I'm going to come and pray for the few that have let me know that they have a prayer request. And so let me just pray for you right now. Father God, thank you for your word. Father, thank you, as you say in your word, that your words are life and spirit. Father, I thank you today that the anointing of you, Lord God, that precious holy anointing has been destroying yokes of bondage, and it has been lifting burdens off of your sons and daughters today. And Father, as I have taught today your word, Father, I thank you that your sons and daughters, that they'll speak your word, they'll speak the truth, they'll share the word, they'll share the things that you have brought them through with their children, with their grandchildren, with their sisters, their brothers, with their family. Be faithful to share what you have done, that they will be diligent. If they have children, they'll be diligent to teach their children, and they'll talk to them when they're sitting, when they're walking, when they're lying down, and when they rise up, that constantly the word and Father, what you've done will be with them, and they'll be speaking it, and even those that do not have children. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, I pray that, Lord God, that the hope that you have been releasing today and imparting, that it is causing your sons and daughters to rise up and to know that because they've been doing that which is right and which is good in the sight of the Lord, that it is going to be well with them. It will be well with them, that they will go in and they will possess the land, and they'll cast out all their enemies from before them, as you have spoken. And Father, I thank you that they'll keep declaring what a mighty God you are, what an awesome God you are. Father, I thank you even to friends that your sons and daughters today, they will start testifying, God brought me out of this. He bought me out, just as the word said several times. He bought me out. The Lord bought us out. He bought us out to bring us into our land of promise. Father, I speak that there are those today that are coming. They're entering into their land of promise, which has been spoken, preserved this moment and this time and this day for each and every one, Father, to show the world and to show our enemy. Father, you said that you would bless us right in the face of our enemies. And Father, you said that it would be our righteousness. It'll be our righteousness that if we obey you and command you, and people will see that, will manifest the kingdom of God, the righteousness, the peace and joy. And Father, you'll get all the glory. And you'll be given all the glory. You'll get it, and people will see. And Father, I thank you that one day, because we're believers, Father, I thank you that we'll inherit. The city of God will inherit the new Jerusalem, the tree of life, and the river of life. And Father, all the blessings of heaven that you have for us. Father, let us not be focused just on today, but let us be focused on to where we're headed and where we're going to spend eternity. And Father, we'll not tempt you as Satan came and tempted Christ. We will not tempt you. You said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. We will not tempt you, Father, but we will keep doing what you have commanded us to do according to your word. So, Father, be glorified in our lives in the name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, here's the first call in. It's 214, and the first number is 2. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with? Anyone there? 214.
Hi, Apostle. Good to hear you. You're awesome this morning. Thank you for what God's doing in your life and how it's been. But doctor had me take a Cologuard test, and it came back positive. And so, of course, now they want me to do a colonoscopy to try to figure out what's going on. So I just want a prayer of agreement that I know that it's Church of the Glory is a cancer-free house, and just want to be in agreement that it's come from nothing, and that, you know, there's nothing, everything is be as it should be in my body.
Okay. Let me pray for you right now. Here we go, and I want everyone to just stretch your hands out and just be in agreement. So, Father, right now, I just pray for Michael. And, Father, we just thank you for the promise of your word. Father, you said you sent your word and you healed us from our destruction. Father, you said by the stripes of Jesus that Michael is healed. He was healed at Calvary. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that this colonoscopy, that there's going to be a good report. Father, we don't receive the report of the doctor of the medical field, but we receive the report of the Lord. And Father, yes, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that cancer cannot come into Michael's body. And Father, we just take authority over the words spoken, and we speak death to those words. We take authority over those words, and we put an axe to the root right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare your word right now that Michael is healed. Father, I speak that over his body right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I agree with your word, and we agree together as the body of Christ. And Father, I just thank you for the peace of God that passes all understanding. Father God, that you would give Michael that peace in his mind, in his heart. And Father, just thank you that you are guiding Michael, that you're leading him, and that you are moving him into a greater place. Father, thank you for the realm of the spirit that you have for Michael right now, season. And Father, I thank your word preserves Michael. And Father, that as he keeps your word as he has, that it would be well with him and it would prolong the days of his life. In the name of Jesus, and everyone says, amen.
Ooh. Amen.
Wow, that just kind of, that's strong right there. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, Michael, I'm going to go to the next person, and I know I'm going to hear a praise report. We're going to hear a praise report from you.
Amen.
And so thank you. Let me pray and be in agreement, and I will continue to pray for you.
Well, thank you, and always your prayers are appreciated. You're an awesome woman of God.
Thank you, Michael. I'm very humbled by that. I give him all the glory. Okay, I'm moving to the next person here. Thank you. We love you. Bye-bye. Okay, here we go, and this will be the last one because it's the end of our service today. But here we go, area code 469. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Yvette. Good morning, Apostle. Thank you for that word. It was amazing.
Good morning, the Lord.
standing in the gap for my daughter-in-law. She had a full hysterectomy, and now she has something called scleroderma that she had on her hands, and it's causing, internally, it's causing things to die. And so I just want to lift her up in prayer for deliverance and healing.
Okay, now what is on her hands?
It's called scleroderma. It was on her hands, but when they did the hysterectomy, it's inside her now, in her cavity, and it's causing things to decay.
Scleroderma?
Yeah, scleroderma. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so it's like it. I'm trying to understand. So it got into her bloodstream?
Well, I don't know how it got in, but when she had a hysterectomy and she went back to the, she had started seeing some decaying, I guess, well, blueing on the inside of her stomach area and down where the surgery was taking place. And she went to the doctor and they told her this, that she had, internally, she had parts of her that were just decaying and dying. And it's from what was on her hands before, called scleroderma, but now it's gone inside of her, where she would have to have parts of her fingers cut off. So now it's in her internally. And
okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll pray for her. So, Father, we just, now, what's her name?
Cheryl.
What's her name?
Cheryl. Okay. Yeah.
So, Father, we just lift Cheryl up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon her. Father, we thank you that there's no distance in the spirit. And so, Father, I just pray right now that the blood of Jesus would just begin to move through her body right now. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus annihilates every disease. It annihilates the work of the enemy. And so I speak right now and release the blood of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I give you the glory and honor for it. Father, I thank you for wisdom for the doctors, that they will know exactly what to do. And they'll, Father, they'll have your wisdom and your insight. And so, Father, we just speak right now for her deliverance, for her salvation. Father,
we just
thank you, Lord God, that you're moving right now. We send warring angels right now on her behalf. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that this is her moment, that this is her day, that this is her time, Father, that she would know you, that she would fall in love with you, that she would have a relationship with you like never before, that she wouldn't just know of you or about you, but that she would have that intimate relationship with you, that she would find you right now in the midst of what seems to be a really difficult time. And so, Father, we speak the peace of God for her right now, and we speak the love
Lord.
Of God to her right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, thank you that the anointing of God destroys this yoke right now in her life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Let us hear praise reports. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you, Yvette. Okay. We love you. Good. And, you know, and I'm so grateful that there's no distance in the spirit. And, you know, that's just amazing because God is everywhere. Well, don't forget, you know, we haven't met in the building. You know, we have midweek services as well, so I want to encourage you to keep on giving. I'm sorry we don't have just the most convenient ways to give, but you can go through PayPal using DoveMinRC, DoveMinRC at AOL.com, or you can put it in the envelope, drop it by the church in the slot.
you know, whichever way, and you can mail it. Of course, you can mail it to P.O. Box 2216, Rockwall 75087. And so I just, again, want to encourage you to keep on giving and keep on giving during the week, too. I know we're not having midweek services right now, but we are going to. But I just want to encourage you, and I want to thank you. Thank you to all of those who have been sowing and continue to sow. And even some of you are sowing that you don't even come to the church right now, but you've been hearing on our services when we stream them, and we're just very grateful for that. And so I just want to speak blessings over your seed. I want to decree over you that the tithe rebukes the devourer of Satan. It keeps your fruit from falling off the vine before its time, according to the word of God. And I declare that and decree that he's going to multiply the seed that you sow. He's going to give you bread for your own food and increase the fruits of your righteousness. It is the time of increase. Say it, increase. So just thank you again, Pastor Kenneth, and I love you dearly. And things are going to work out. They are working out. And we're going to be back together again full time. And so I'm working on something right now, and to where we are going to have corporate prayer during the week, and I'm going to be doing it through Zoom. So you'll have to go to the apps, and there's a free Zoom. There's a Zoom that's free that you can get. So get it. You can get it for your phone, and so we'll be able to see each other. And so we are going to start doing that, and Gina, of course, I'll let her know, let you know, to be notifying you as soon as we're able to do that. But hopefully it's going to be this week, within this week. So get ready for that, okay? Pastor Kenneth and I, again, we love you. Y'all talk to each other, call each other, encourage each other, and just know how much you're loved. Okay. I'll talk to y'all soon. We love you. Bye-bye.